This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Heart disease is the world's leading cause of death, yet most cases can be prevented. Doctors say reducing deaths from heart disease will require not only changes in the way people live, it will also require changes in public policy and better public knowledge about differences in heart disease between men and women. Two conditions, coronary artery disease and microvascular disease, can both reduce blood flow to the heart. Experts at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston say heart disease in women is more likely to be caused by microvascular disease. Finding this condition may require tests other than an angiogram. An angiogram is a kind of X-ray test. Doctors use it to look for a buildup of fatty plaque material that can block arteries. Arteries carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart to the rest of the body. The World Health Organization says heart disease kills 18 million women a year. And these are not just older women. Carrie Vincent had a heart attack after giving birth to her first child.
My God, I was 31 years old. 31-year-olds don't have heart attacks.
Miss Vincent is now taking her message to women in their homes through an organization called Sister to Sister. Irene Polin started Sister to Sister to educate women about heart disease. Miss Polin urges women to learn about their blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and other risk factors for heart disease.
The goal is really prevention, having people understand their risk, that they should really try to get screened, know their numbers, and then do something about it.
Miss Polin teamed up with a heart specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Dr. Joanne Foody works mostly on prevention efforts.
The good news is we know that 90% of heart disease is preventable by reducing risk.
Reducing risk means not smoking. It means controlling or avoiding diabetes. It also means keeping a healthy weight and eating healthy foods. And it means exercising at least 30 minutes on most days and managing or reducing stress. Dr. Dariush Mozafarian at the Harvard School of Public Health also has other advice about reducing the risk of heart attacks. He says people should eat more fish, whole grains, vegetables, vegetable oils, and nuts, and reduce the amount of salt and trans fats in their diets. Trans fats can increase the risk of heart disease. Heart disease increasingly affects women in developing countries. Dr. Mozafarian places a lot of blame on the global epidemic of obesity.
People are getting chronic diseases not from eating too much, but eating poorly. And so, in fact, what they're not eating is actually probably mostly what's harming them.
And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Jim Tedder.